DJ.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances will hang on for at least another day, maybe two, before a midweek front arrives. Scattered showers and thunderstorms just about any hour. The low temperature tonight down to about 73. Then for tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again. The storms will be slow movers, locally heavy downpours. Chance of showers early in the day on Wednesday, then some nicer air with lower humidity and cooler nights for Wednesday night into Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class Greg Vidal with a radar update. And Joey, it looks to me like we have some additional showers and thunderstorms. They have been actually weakening before getting here. I'll show you a picture I took with my phone while driving.
Look at you.
How low the sky was while you and Dan were in the last 20 minutes of your show.
I thought your middle name was Benjamin, not Danger. Taking a photo like that, very perilous, Greg, but I like it. It's going to be a good day.
I did text Rich to see if there was the chance of anything severe developing. He says, nope, showers, mostly some intense.
Yeah, I was able to get some yard work done Sunday morning in between the rains, so I was happy about that. And nothing was ruined, really, by the weather. It wasn't too crazy.
And as my first father-in-law used to say in Chicago, a little thunder and lightning here and there. Once this batch that's over us right now goes through, though, it looks to me like it's going to lighten up or maybe just go away. Oh. So I would say probably another.
But this weekend was perfect to put on. I can't remember what side it is. I think it's side three. VLO's Out of the Blue. Concerto for a Rainy Day. It's like those several songs. Ends with Mr. Blue Sky. Like Standing in the Rain. Summer and Lightning. Very apropos.
Today is also a very special day, which we will salute as we begin the show. This concludes Digital Ring Gauge Boy First Class Greg Biddle's report on the radar.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I look up and I see God. I look down and see my dog. Simple spelling, G-O-D. Same word backwards, D-O-G. They would stay with me all day. I'm the one who walks away. But both of them just wait for me and dance at my return with glee. Both love me no matter what. Divine God and canine mutt. I take it hard each time I fail, but God forgives. Dog wags his tail. God thought up and made the dog. Dog reflects a part of God. I've seen love from both sides now. It's everywhere. Amen. Bow wow. I look up and I see God. I look down and see my dog. And in my human frailty, I can't match their love.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, behaviorally modified host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeff.
Please clap.
Let's have some fun.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm a little bit upset.
Why?
It's National Dog Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I went a little dog crazy, posted some of my favorite baby pictures, the boys. And
And you're not getting enough attention.
No.
Maybe people are preoccupied with their own dogs, Greg. Maybe Facebook screwed you again.
Do you see the sweat on my forehead?
I thought that was baby oil.
No, it's butter.
Yeah, what about it?
How do you live in this studio with the humidity at like 99% from noon to 3? What is going on here?
It's not 99%, number one. You're exaggerating. And what's happened is you've just come out of a very humid environment, so you've carried the humidity with you. But if you sit up here for 7 hours a day like I do, especially a three-hour span without going outside, that's what Dan Scher requires, it gets a little chilly in here compared to when you're first coming in from the hot outdoors. It's probably about 70-something in here at this point.
I just got a score on our opening number, 99.9 from Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Yeah, very moving.
So I just saw Mayor Strange.
Yeah.
exiting the Dan Morris show. Have a chance to chat with him for a minute. So who do we vote for tomorrow? You know, this is not my first mayoral race here in Montgomery. And while I deeply regret some of what we did many years ago, not all of it, some of it, the lack of a person or two taking a lead here, where there's a buzz among people. Everybody, I went to Costco yesterday, as I do most Sundays, and I bumped into a whole bunch of listeners. And everybody's asking, who you voting for? And my answer is, I don't really know. Now, we didn't have anybody in here because of the field of 30 or whatever it is that's running. I didn't want to get into that. That just gets confusing and annoying when we know who's running, and I'm sure there'll be a runoff. I don't even know that anybody will get 25%. And you'll probably have a reactionary vote. That Bibby guy will probably get a bunch.
Bibby is at least himself. I don't think there's, to me, it's not contrived at all. It's just who the guy is.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And that may earn him some votes, maybe
so.
Enough to hurt somebody else. So I did seek the advice and counsel of one Jack Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned somebody that he thinks is a good candidate. So I'm probably going to go with that person.
For me, three names come to mind. I wouldn't, all the top runners, I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. I'm hopeful for the city, no matter who really wins.
I own two houses in this town.
Right. I think
I want this city to do well.
It could be bad, but I think no matter who wins, we still have a bright future. The three names that jump out to me are David Woods, Arthur Davis, and the guy who's essentially my number one, though I'm not certain, is J.C. Love. I like J.C. a lot. He impressed me at that forum, and I'm just getting to know his background and where he comes from. I like the guy.
I have to consider him because he was thoughtful enough to text me.
Yeah, I got one of those, too. Well, I just tell people I'm in media and they leave me alone. That's a trick you should use if you ever find yourself annoyed.
If you get a text from somebody saying, please participate in a Montgomery mayoral survey, it'll only take a few minutes, forget it.
No.
Tell them you want money for your time. It's just weird that it seems as cloudy as the sky is this afternoon.
The field is diluted. There are a lot of people to choose from.
Diluted or diluted? Both.
Both. Either way.
First of all, other than the fact that it pays pretty well, why would you want this job? That would be one of my five questions that I would ask whoever. There can only be two in a runoff, right?
I believe so.
Top two? Are those the ones that survive?
Usually how it works. I need to double check that, though.
That would be, if I do it, I'm going to have five questions, one of which will involve President Trump. But the question number is, why do you want this job beyond the salary it pays? Because it's a tough gig, and particularly in this town. One of the things, one of the people I bumped into in Costco mentioned, and something that distresses them, is the image this town has around the country. And I know this is true because I heard it from people in Florida who said stuff when I went back to visit. I went to a couple of radio reunions. They think we still have Klan meetings here on every corner. I mean, it's sick. In fact, somebody yesterday said, I would venture to say that we're doing really well in that regard. That mentality only benefits one party. One group, that this racism and this white nationalism and all this garbage is the driving force between Trump and his voters and everything. That is such garbage. I think most people hear that and say, that's just not true anymore. It's 2019. Get with the times, folks. It's just not. I saw it. I'm old enough to say that I saw it in Chicago. Chicago was a Democratic town. Daley was the mayor. The city ran pretty well. And for a while, so did Italy under Mussolini. The media was not, they really didn't like Daley much, but it was like, in fact, there was one writer named Mike Royko. Mike Royko was the guy the movie Continental Divide was based on, starring John Belushi and Heather, no, not Linda Blair. Blair somebody. Pretty good little film, but Belushi plays this controversial, well-connected Chicago columnist that the politicians want to pander to, or at least not make it into his column because he'll expose them. And I've told this to people, and I'll say it again. Chicago, Boston, towns like that were just as divided as Montgomery or any other place when it came to the issue of segregation. But that was a long time ago. Nobody embraces that anymore. But they don't want to, it doesn't serve certain political elements to buy into that. They still want to wave that flag. You know what? A lot of people are looking at it and saying, no. People are not waking up, and the first thought is, how can I keep people of color down today? What can I do to make a person of color's life miserable or worse? Well, here's one of our happy memories, Scott Simmons. Are your ears burning?
Hey, buddy.
How's your business doing?
Man, we're doing really good. Really good. We got a little bit of a spike when we came on with you that day. That was a blessing, and we're looking at ways to advertise with you now. So I see that coming in the next probably 30 to 60 days. So we want to, because you're the king of advertising for radio in Montgomery, Greg.
I just try to send good messages out for places I patronize and believe in. That's all.
You do.
Scott, we had the most amazing call from a listener ever this morning. And I'm going to play that a little bit later. But thank you for the good words on that. Obviously, I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are regarding tomorrow.
It's a big day, and there are several candidates who are proven, you know, and to me, I'm friends with two of them, with David Woods and Arthur Davis, and then I like Arthur, I really do. I mean, I'm impressed with Arthur. And I think if he's our mayor, we will be represented well on this, and it will be a good leader going into the future.
I like him too.
But David Woods is my heart would be with David Woods. My mind even as well. David has a lot of business experience, mm-hmm. and he's very measured, He thinks probably the closest to like I think, and so I would as a conservative, mm-hmm. and so I believe he would be a good steward of our city, and I think he would help it to continue to grow like Todd Strange has done, and that's my hats off to Todd Strange. He's done a good job.
I see the mayor haters and all that. No politician's not going to have those.
Yeah, J.C. Love is somebody who's impressing everybody, but I think that that's a very small window of knowing J.C. Love. And so I think it's, the first time I ran, I was approached by so many people saying, who do you think you are running for mayor of Montgomery?
Really? You
know, they didn't know who I was. And so I get that. And it took, the second time was when people came on board pretty strong, including yourself. And so it took some time to get to know people. And JC presents really well. He really does. So, but I think I'm, my vote's going to David Woods tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott.
Can I say one more thing? With the General Kroll, he would, I'm sure he would do a great job as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would. But if you like General Kroll style, or if you like David Woods style, the general, I'm concerned, doesn't have the horsepower to win this race.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I know David can stroke the check if he needs to. So,
well, Scott, thanks for the insight, man, and the feedback. Appreciate
it. All right. Hey, guys.
Take care.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, when I think about David Woods, I mean, he's certainly great at identifying everything that needs work in this town.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had the pleasure of talking to him a few times now. He'd be great, I think, as mayor. I think everybody, we tend to focus on the negative when we talk politics, and fair enough, we all do it. But I look at a lot of the top-tier candidates, and I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. And who knows? Politicians can screw things up.
Well, you know, we keep hearing how awful Trump is. And yet, at some point, can't we just give him credit for knowing what he's doing, like on this trade situation? He knows what he's doing. The farmers, who on Friday, we hate you. He just got rid of all their corn, all their excess corn, to Japan. It's not like he's not paying attention. He has elevated, or at least, without bullying people, just say, hey, this deal sucks. The United States is getting screwed here. Why are we paying twice what everybody else is for NATO and other things? He looks at it through a businessman's lens. Maybe David Woods can do that. You know, maybe he can look at Montgomery as a business entity and bring some balance to the situation. But it's also going to take some guts. It's going to take Trumpian guts to fix certain parts of the city, starting with the schools. Because I am tired of watching property values decline. I've always said, if I were not living in Montgomery, I would be very reticent to criticize it. But I do. And I'm invested here. And right now, I can't say that at least one of my investments has worked out very well. But that has something to do with timing, too. Plus, I suck at money. Should have been rich. Tom, I'm going to take your call in 1 minute. I just need that minute to tell you about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They're coming tomorrow, right?
I believe so, yes.
Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, I often visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, not because I'm anticipating anything. I just like to read the testimonials. Because these, more than anything else, are powerful statements about what Dana and Jacqueline bring to the table in representing men. Jacqueline's been my attorney for the better part of 4 years. She's always dealt with my situation with the utmost class and legal expertise. I would highly recommend any father who is looking for an attorney to protect their parental rights and fight for justice to meet with Jacqueline immediately. You could put Dana's name in there, too. This is the foundation of their practice, representing men in matters of divorce. If you want good representation in a divorce, call them, man or woman. Their number is 819-4810, and they offer a generous discount if you just mention News Talk or me or Joey or anybody connected with the station. And if you anticipate your situations going in that direction, there's nothing wrong with a preemptive consultation. Have a plan, just in case. You know, and sometimes those preemptive consultations end up in saving a marriage and not ending it. Sometimes people can be too close to communicate, if you know what I mean. DivorceForMenAlabama.com. There's many more testimonials above and beyond that one. And the number again is 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we cannot take Tom's call because Tom, I don't want to be presumptive here, but Tom has the patience of a moth. He took off on us. So what we'll do is we'll visit the traffic dungeon at 3:26. I'll take another look at the radar. How about that? And then we'll continue on this National Dog pre-mayoral election Monday.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling with you through your Monday afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one at South Union Street and Washington Street in the downtown area, so look out there. If you are in Wetumpka, we have one on Highway 231 at Wilson Street. That is just past the casino near the cutoff for the downtown area, so be careful there. And we have an accident in Lowndes County, south of Montgomery on I-65 southbound, about the 150-mile marker. Watch out for kids and buses in the school zones. They're in effect for a few more minutes. Let's be careful this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
As I get older, I'm more concerned about my heart health.
That's why you should ask your animal control officer about Dog.
Dog?
Dog is the all-day, everyday solution to cardiovascular health.
How does it work?
Simply buy dog, then feed it and walk it.
What if I can't afford dog?
Any old mutt from the shelter will do.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that should make my heart feel a lot better.
Side effects of dog include begging at the table, chewed up slippers, hair on all of your clothes, crotch sniffing, poop on the carpet, and more love than your leg should ever receive.
Down, boy, stop doing that to my leg. Those side effects are concerning.
Yeah, but look at that face. Look at that face. And it gives kisses.
Oh, who's a good boy? Who's the best of the best boys in the world?
Gub, 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 gub. It is 3:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Light rain continuing to move through. We'll be updating the radar, I think. We're about to break into, I don't think the sun may come exploding out, but I do think the rain will lighten up, so the rush hour itself should be pretty good as far as rain is concerned. But don't worry, we can always find a driver or two who is happy to screw that up. Have you discussed... Oh, look at baby. Look at that little thing. What a face. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. And thanks to all of you who cared enough to post pictures of your babies on my page today. It's very nice. Let's see. This is what I wanted to get to. Stilton's Place. Now, one of the Koch brothers passed away.
Yeah, David.
And you always used to, in mocking the liberal fear of the Koch brothers.
Not a Koch!
The Cocktail Boys!
Mm-hmm.
Always crack me up. This is how deranged... Now, Bill Maher has always been an a-hole. We know that. But I thought the commentary... And this is another... Like, it's like David Blackman. DBDailyUpdate.com. Read it. You'll understand how to appreciate Trump's trade technique. You have to be patient with him. And yeah, there may be a dip like there was last week, but then there's a rebound day like today, and futures were down. Oh, the farmers, out there, you know. There are too many people in this country that run on fear. They run for office on fear, and they spread it. They are carriers of fear, the COFs. Don't be a fear carrier. Have some frickin' faith. He took the time. First of all, it's a great cartoon. It's a couple of vultures who are sitting on a rotting carcass. One vulture says, "Hold it, guys, we can't eat this." And the other vulture says, "Why not?" The first vulture says, "It's Bill Maher." And the second vulture says, "Ah, professional courtesy." That's frickin' brilliant.
I like that.
It is.
Stilton's Place with the subtle comedy.
I've never understood why. In fact, do we have the clip of Mars?
I don't believe so.
Horrendous. He did this on his TV show Friday night after Koch passed away. Because this does come from real time with Bill Maher. FM, I'm glad he's dead. Laughter from the audience. These are liberals, folks. He was 79, but his family says they wish it could be longer, but at least he lived long enough to see the Amazon catch fire.
God, that's so dumb.
This is verbatim, okay? Because apparently the Amazon catching fire has something to do with whatever it is these shrieking memes are.
It's also farmland that's on fire set by the farmers themselves. It's an increase from last year, but it's still at about a historic low average.
Are you speaking in facts? We can't deal with liberals with facts. They don't want to know about facts. They want theories.
Yeah.
That they can
offer pretend or
behaviorally modify their monkeys with. Okay. Yeah. All right. After that hilarious line, and the crowd does laugh. So not only is Maher a jackass, but the people that sit there and clap like trained seals, they're just as bad, if not worse. Quote, condolences poured in from all the politicians he owned, and mourners are being asked in lieu of flowers to just leave their car engine running. Ha, 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 ha. Wow.
Does Bill Maher drive? Does Bill Maher use electricity?
Well, I don't know. Probably, I would assume. But you see, he's
then
a liberal.
Then he should thank the Koch brothers.
He's a liberal. They need. They deserve. They know how to properly use gasoline. Maybe he drives a Prius. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he runs around in a fuel-efficient limo. That would be my guess.
Right.
Because he likes to have women in the car with him. As for, back to Bill Maher, quoting directly, as for his remains, he's asked to be cremated and have his ashes blown into a child's lungs. Goes the audience. They have no shame. No shame. Quote, he and his brother have done more than anybody to fund climate science deniers for decades, so F him. The Amazon is burning up. I'm glad he's dead, and I hope the end was painful. So Stilton's place says it's not rare to hear leftists like Maher puke up naked hate speech, but they would never call that hate speech.
No.
They would call that analysis. Hate speech, but to actually celebrate the pain that someone felt while dying of cancer is a new low. But don't worry, they'll find something even lower than that. We would never wish for the death or illness of anyone, and certainly not take pleasure from the pain someone experienced during an agonizing death. But if and when such a fate befalls Bill Maher personally, we're willing to make an exception to our rule. This humorless, it's a word that starts with B and rhymes with castard.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as a castard, though, is
there? No, I think you just made that up.
I did.
You just took the B out, put a C in front of it.
Needs to start worrying a lot less about climate change and a lot more about karma. By the way, here is a list of David Koch's donations. $185 million to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology for cancer research, child care, biology building, and a school of chemical engineering. And you can bet the libs that are attending that alleged school are probably demanding his name be pulled off anything that they dare dedicate in his honor. $150 million to Sloan Kettering. That's one of the biggest and most prestigious cancer treatment centers in the world. $128 million to New York Presbyterian. $100 million to New York State Theater at Lincoln Center. $66 million to Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. $65 million to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. $35 million to Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History. $26 million to the MD Anderson Cancer Center. $26 million to the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. $20 million to the American Museum of Natural History. $20 million to Johns Hopkins University for Cancer Research Center. So, yeah, sounds to me like he was really good at spreading the wealth around. And that's how it should be done, by an individual's discretion and not a government that takes it at the threat or of coercion.
Yes.
But this is indicative of the mindset, and this is why I'm a lot less worried about Trump getting reelected than I am what happens after he is. Because they'll go absolutely berserk. But that does not mean we should not vote, so we can have quiet in the streets.
Well, and also, here's the blunt truth, and I shared this, got it from friend Lou Perez. When I saw all the vitriol and dancing on his grave, David Koch's, the thought is this. All these people criticizing David Koch, as well as people who support him, have nowhere come close to the amount of good he did for humanity.
Mm-hmm. And a libertarian, too. Not a Republican.
That includes, yes, fossil fuels. And if you don't think fossil fuels have benefited humanity, you're an asshat and an idiot.
Why do they think, AOC and her crowd, why do they think we're going to just willingly turn over our cars and our airplanes and everything else and go with this high speed? You know what the interesting thing? I saw a picture of AOC's campaign about this new Green Deal. I forget how the jobs are described, but basically a livable life. Well, you know what? That's what they call life in Cuba or Russia or any other socialist oppressed government. Nobody's dying, but they are out to suck the joy out of life for those who are capable of having it. They are not. Liberals are not constitutionally capable of being happy. So the easiest way, rather than work on yourself like I did for 20 years, and I was never a liberal, but for me it was life or death. And to do that, I had to really go through some processes. Yeah. It does not happen overnight. It takes time. Let me get this traffic report from East real quick. Hey, East, what's up?
Hey, listen, Atlanta Highway, turning onto Bell Road, somebody rear-ended somebody. Expect us some backup if you're heading that way.
Okay, so somebody was not paying attention there.
That's right. You predicted it, sir. Spot on.
Said the guy who was taking pictures of the low clouds on 85 as I was driving in.
All right, thanks. Guys.
Thanks for the update.
Well, and also, David Koch really was a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he shared positions with people on the left, people in the Democratic Party, that would probably piss off people listening to us now on the right. But even though across the board on foreign policy, on things like the legalization of drugs, he supported gay marriage in the late 80s. Because he was a libertarian. Like, a less aggressive foreign policy. I mean, all sorts of stuff that line up and you could get things done with the left. No. He was for open borders. He was a libertarian through and through. But because he liked making money and defending his business from the thieves up in Washington, D.C., we, for some idiotic reason, call servants. He's now the biggest, baddest guy on earth. You know why? Because he was effective.
Yeah.
He was effective. So you can grave dance all you want. He did more than you could ever dream of with your bullying and disciplining and punishing through the government.
I'm sorry, but first of all, liberals are not liberal because liberals love freedom. But you have turned into a really disgusting, self-hating group of poop throwers. How's that for powerful messaging on my part?
Especially the punditry. I think there are a lot of Democrats in the middle of the country.
The media is a complete waste. It is a wasteland. Labor Day weekend's coming up. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Labor Day weekend's coming up. You know, you could be out on the lake with your Kawasaki jet ski all set to go easily. Just stop by. Now, they're closed today because Terry Adams likes to give his employees a day off. Terry Adams, who's that? Well, he's not just the host of Clearing the Air. He's the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Has been in that role for, gosh, a dozen years or more. And Adams Motorsports, they make fun possible. See, fun is out there, and you can have it off-road, on-road, or in the water. And at Adams Motorsports, they carry the best lines of products. Kawasaki is the inventor of the jet ski. Why would you want to buy a different brand? They also have Kawasaki motorcycles, Suzuki, Kymco scooters, Polaris, made right here in Alabama. And the money to finance your purchase at the lowest available rates, because the companies put their, they want you to buy their products. So they're willing to underwrite your purchase at a really low interest rate. Some of them, I mean, they vary a little bit from month to month, but we're not talking about 10% or 5%. We're talking well below 5% on just about everything. So are you ready to have a good time? Stop by and see Terry and his team Tuesday through Saturday. By the way, the last week of the month's best time to buy, because they always bend over backwards to hit their monthly numbers. At Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. We got Rich's forecast, and then your local news, and then we're back again.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances will hang on for at least another day, maybe two, before a midweek front arrives. Scattered showers and thunderstorms just about any hour. The low temperature tonight down to about 73. Then for tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again. The storms will be slow movers, locally heavy downpours. Chance of showers early in the day on Wednesday, then some nicer air with lower humidity and cooler nights for Wednesday night into Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery voters will head to the polls tomorrow to elect a new mayor. There are 12 candidates running. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stay with Alabama News Network for the latest updates for election coverage throughout the evening. The shooter at Blount Elementary in Montgomery a few weeks ago, Isaiah Johnson, escaped his mental health facility but was recaptured and is now back in custody. Johnson is now charged with escape first degree, which is an additional $10,000 bond. According to Alicorp, prosecutors have filed a motion to revoke his bond. Maranatha's Seventh-day Adventist Church in Montgomery was vandalized over the weekend. Thieves trashed and destroyed the sanctuary along with several rooms, breaking sound equipment, instruments, ceiling tiles and furniture. This is the second time in 2 weeks that someone has vandalized the church. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, PO Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
Coming to PBS, Ken Burns tells the story of country music.
You can dance to it, you can cry to it.
And you can't tell the story without the stars like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Garth Brooks, and many more.
Country music comes from right in here, this heart and soul that we all have.
It's a story of America, one song at a time. Country music premieres Sunday, September 15th at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Hi folks, Dirks Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're asking average Americans what they think about the destructive Amazon fires.
Fires? Oh no! Will that affect their 2-day delivery? I'm waiting on a pair of socks.
I'm talking about the Amazon rainforest.
The rainforest? Is that one of their distribution centers?
Not Amazon the company. These are Amazon wildfires.
Wildfire? Ooh, is that the newest Kindle?
No, it's the Amazon rainforest.
Did you say rainforest or Jeff Bezos?
The Amazon is being destroyed and wildfires are the prime cause.
Is there something wrong with my Prime membership?
No!
I'm not done binging The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
1.5 soccer fields of rainforest are being destroyed every minute of every day.
Ooh, that reminds me. I need to order a soccer ball.
I give up.
Alexa, search sporting equipment.
It is 3:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm really disappointed. I think, you know, we know how Silicon Valley feels about conservatives. Interesting story today. I think it was Google put out a memo forbidding political discussion among employees because apparently they managed to hire a few conservatives and there's been some friction in the workplace. So they made it crystal clear you are. But why did they do that? What was that?
I don't know.
that was either thunder or a body.
Or a T-Rex. Or some of the Titans coming to eat us.
It's either because they really want to eliminate that kind of discourse in their buildings or because they're afraid of what's coming. And that is some antitrust action. Here's the scary part. We were talking about this during the break. In China, and this is, isn't this something that they want to emulate here? They want to give you what they call a social score, like a credit score, except it's...
I don't see that happening, though, because I read the article that Drudge headlined. And, you know, Silicon Valley's working on their own social credit score. Number one, Silicon Valley and all the alphabet soup of companies that make up Silicon Valley don't work in unison. They just don't. They often are competing against one another. Number two, he goes through at the beginning of this article.
Yeah.
I think it's on fastcompany.com. And he lays out my understanding of the Chinese social credit score.
Mm-hmm.
That if you essentially don't walk in lockstep with the Communist Party, the undesirables will be shamed in public and have all sorts of opportunities taken from them in life. Pretty hardcore stuff from a totalitarian government.
Mm-hmm.
In the examples he gives of Silicon Valley doing it is, for instance, a service I've used. Two different services I've used. Uber. When you get into an Uber and you do your ride to wherever, I did this constantly when I was up in New York State.
Yeah.
You are able to rate the driver, making it, you know, proportional. The driver can rate you.
Okay.
And if your score for just Uber goes way below average for a long time as a very piss-poor rider, then you're not going to be allowed to use Uber anymore. Airbnb. We rented an Airbnb.
Yeah.
You get to rate the home that you rent. The person that rented it to you can also rate, hey, this person destroyed my property.
Yeah.
This person left us a pigsty.
Right.
They can rate you. Airbnb has the right to say, you can't use Airbnb anymore. You're a terrible tenant.
Now, in a way, that's kind of fair.
Yeah.
Because people with vendettas, they, you know, didn't get enough mustacholi on their platter at a restaurant, you know, or have some issue. Maybe they had to wait too long for a table. Just look for revenge. When you can rate and review a place. That's why you hear these services advertising, hey, we'll clean up your public image when you've been victimized by these negative reviews. If that system can build or destroy a business, businesses,
yeah,
why not? Why not? Hey, we don't want this guy in our restaurant anymore, our bar, like you said. Yeah. Because he's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Right.
You're getting too drunk. You're falling asleep.
Walked out on a tab.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
And all of those examples we just gave are confined to the given business or businesses. The most invasive example of Silicon Valley giving a social credit score was insurance companies, like life insurance. So life insurance companies are now going to social media. Instead of just taking your questions and their questionnaire about what are your living habits like, we're going to insure you, they'll also investigate you a little bit. So, for instance, if they go to your Instagram page and you're sitting there like fighting a bear with a chair, your rates are probably going to go up. If they see you doing yoga, your rates might be going down. Shocking. Like, none of the rules are changing, folks. Life insurance companies want to know, is this person engaged in risky, unhealthy behavior or very risk-averse, healthy behavior? That's going to affect your premium.
You know, it's 4 o'clock already.
Yeah.
It's time to get ready for Fox News. See who that is. Well, I tell everybody about Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. I have been very happy to receive elated phone calls and emails from folks who have gone to Jack Ingram, purchased a vehicle, new or from the Signature Used Car lot, from the Value lot. And that makes me feel so good when you go and do that. See Tip Tames and say, you know what? Tip was every bit as great as you guys say he is, you know, when you talk about him. But the most significant call or response I received recently was from somebody who reached out and said, I got a bad credit score. I've had a lot of stuff happen. I'm working, and I'm working on these situations, but I need a vehicle. Well, she had heard me talk about the 20-plus financing options they have at Jack Ingram. She was able to go over there and get a nice car and get done. and that will help her restore her credit score over the long run. It takes time, but it can be done, and they can help you do it. So don't let, you know, dicey credit stop you from seeing Tip and that great group over there at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You can shop at any price range. You can shop by different types of vehicles, by brands. They will take great care of you. 235 Northeastern Bypass, and as I said, you can shop any way you like at jackingram.com. Good folks. Travis, good afternoon.
Hey, so you guys are talking about this social score thing.
Yeah.
There's actually a show on Netflix called, I think it's called Black Box.
Black Mirror.
And Black Mirror, and they actually did an episode based on that.
Yeah.
And it was eye-opening. If you look at the construct of what they're doing, your popularity, your work environment, all of that becomes directly affected by how they see you socially. And it creates problems with people that, you know, might not have the aptitude or whatever you want to call it to be able to meet the social
norm. You know what
this
reminds me of? This reminds me of selection processes, like the kind the socialist Nazi used in Germany.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, they're going to look at you and evaluate you from all these different sources and decide whether or not you're worth keeping around.
Right.
It's coming if we let it. It is coming if we let it happen.
It absolutely is. And, you know, one of the things that I notice with people when I talk to them about different things going on, I don't want to watch the news because I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care. It doesn't affect me. I'm like, no, it absolutely does affect you.
Yeah.
You know, everything that we're doing right now will have an effect on you if you don't stand up for what you believe in and you don't continue to fight what you believe in.
Travis, you are correct. I appreciate your call. We're just up against time here. I'm sorry. By the way, castard is a word.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
That's the part I can't tell you. I'll show you off the air.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Ralph.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm all right, Greg. I just wanted to, it's a little off subject maybe, but driving out here in this rain, there's drivers with no lights on.
Yeah.
And there's drivers with just their driving lights on. They have their tail lights are not on, and I don't know if they're brave or just idiots.
I'm going to go with idiots.
And okay.
Here's what you can do. When you come across one of these idiots, roll your window down and sing this.
You are an idiot.
Roll my window down and do what?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
Ralph, it's a little... hang up. I'm going to play it for you over the air one more time. It's this.
You are an idiot.
And Ralph, you sound like...